You're listening to Stock Car Radio. It's your turn to join in on the conversation. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Well, you're listening to Stock Car Radio, your source for all things motorsports, brought to you in part by Motorsport.com. My friend Stephen Cole Smith at a racetrack somewhere, but I've got Dave Despain here, the man, the myth, the legend, the new Dave Despain Show on MavTV.com. And our show is brought to you in part by Bridgestone, and they're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. Bridgestone tires. So we just talked about your debut show on MavTV, which happened Friday night, and everybody from Friday night from now on, you want to be watching MavTV, or again, check them out at MavTV.com. You can probably see some of the excerpts there. But you had John Force on. The one thing I love about doing interviews like this, and I'm sure you do too, because I'm kind of, you know, I'm doing to you what you're going to be doing on your show, which is doing that long format interview. You really do get to talk about life and marriage and family and pain and struggle and happiness and joy, yeah. Right?
Exactly. It all in the context of racing, but the truth is racers have real lives. They don't race, you know, 24/7, 365. The moments when they get to get in the car, they'll all tell you this, the moments when they get to get into the car, that's what makes it all worthwhile, or on the bike or in the airplane or in the boat, whatever it might
be.
Right,
right.
That's the payoff. But the rest of the, you know, surrounding stuff, and it's sometimes great stuff and sometimes horrible stuff, it really becomes kind of the yardstick for what kind of human being they are. They can all drive. That's, you know, that's a given. And they all have this intense competitive spirit, all the rest of that, the cliches that we all know. But underneath that is a you know, huge variety of very interesting human beings. And that's the stuff I like to get into. Sometimes they resist. Sometimes they don't want to talk. You know, they don't want to talk about that.
Right.
They don't want to open themselves up too much. They want to be the sort of cold-hearted ice man that'll cut your throat for a trophy. In reality, most of them aren't like that.
Right. Exactly. Well, let's go way back with Dave Despain, a native of Fairfield, Iowa. You worked at a radio station, KMCD AM, mm-hmm. local radio station, and you were a radio talk show host, just like I am, and you are, I'm sure, doing a lot of radio. Of course, you are right now, to this very day, but your show was called Dave Despain's Record Go Round. What was that show?
I was 16 years old in the high school speakers club. You got to remember, this is a little farm community of, you know, 7,000 people,
on right.
a daytime radio station, 250 watts. It was pretty homespun. But once a week, the radio station donated an hour of its time to the high school speakers club to put on a radio show, give the kids an opportunity to, you know, sort of see what showbiz is like, and
right.
give mom and dad an opportunity to go, "Oh, isn't my kid special?" Well, I did that a couple of times, and as it turned out, did it well enough that the station manager said, "Hey, how'd you like to work the afternoon shift? You get out of school at 3:40, you can be here by 4 o'clock, you can work from 4 to 4:45, which is when we sign off in the wintertime.
Oh, my gosh.
Play a few records." Sure. So that was how I got into the radio business. The radio business led me into the motorcycle public relations business. The story's long enough that I was a failed racer who wanted to figure out a way to make a living in the business. So became the PR person for the motorcycle racing series. That took me to Daytona in 1975, and ABC Wide World of Sports showed up at the last minute without an expert analyst for the motorcycle race. Producer said to me, "Go down on pit road with this cameraman, look in the camera, and tell somebody who doesn't know anything about motorcycle racing why they should watch the Daytona 200. I said, "Well, I can do that." I did that. They looked at it and said, "We've got ourselves an expert analyst."
That's
so I stood
great.
Up there alongside Keith Jackson, and back when they had those gold blazers and looked like Century 21 agents.
Yeah.
And it was me and Keith Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Keith Jackson and I, to be more grammatical about it. That was my television debut.
I got to tell you,
I skipped a lot of steps.
It's so funny because, honest to God, just last week I was on ABC on Kelly and Michael for my 15th year. almost identical. Somebody got sick and they needed an automotive expert, and they said, "Hey, kid, can you do some, television?" They wanted somebody on Regis and Kelly at that time, and I go, "Sure." Absolutely. I was on once, and here I am, 15 years later, doing a week long, and it's but that's kind of the beauty. I mean, isn't that what America's all about? Just beautiful opportunity everywhere, right?
Well, when you blunder into the right place at the right time through none of your own doing,
I know.
The correct answer to that question is always, yeah, sure, I can do that.
That's right. Even if you can't. I love it. So how long did you get to do that?
It was a one-shot deal. I did that race.
Yeah.
And this starts to get a little complicated, but racing fans know some of the personalities involved. Ken Squire, one of the best-known NASCAR broadcasters ever, was at that time the anchor of the NASCAR radio network. And I knew him. I had worked with him on the radio network. Well, he saw that show and was at the time putting together a series of six motorcycle racing shows for CBS, with whom he had a relationship. He asked me if I'd like to be the expert analyst for those races.
Really love it. Just total.
We did those six. He put me. He long story short, he came up with a show concept of his own called Motor Week Illustrated. Sold it to Ted Turner. Hired me to be the host in 1982, and I've been doing it ever since.
All right, you hold tight. We're talking with Dave Despain, everybody. Brand new show, The Dave Despain Show on MAV TV. We're going to talk about Forrest Lucas, the owner of that, when we come back. I'm Alan Taylor. Stay with us. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction. Visit BarrettJackson.com.